First of all, I would like to thank my long-term collaborator, Dan Oak, and my recent collaborator, Mark Shample. And Mark just have established a new AMR lab on the of a solid-state mass spectroscopy. And if you want to measure any samples using the technique that we're talking about right now, you can contact him, okay? So, soil organic matter plays important roles in soil processes such as carbon sequestration, water retention, and cation retention. Normally, we extract the SOM fractions for further investigation. And the fractions of soil organic matter can be extracted by either physical or chemical procedures or their combinations. So there are concerns about how representative the extracted soil organic matter fractions, and also there are concerns about the effect of chemical extraction on the structural changes of SOM. Thus, it's necessary for us to compare the structures of the fractions of soil organic matter with the whole soil organic matter with a better view of the how representative this isolated fraction would be. So the solid-state mass spectroscopy would be a very powerful technique for the study of the structures of SOM, and since it's non-destructive, it can measure in soluble organic matter and can provide comprehensive structural information. And our understanding of the SOM structures has remarkably improved over the decades of extensive investigation using solid-state mass spectroscopy. And in the literature, there are many applications of C13 solid state to study of the SOM, but most of this technique rely on the semi-quantitative C13 cross-polarization magical angle spinning. I have no intent to deny this technique. This technique is very useful, and but when you use this, it should be you should take caution that this technique have some of the drawbacks which can lead to non-quantitative spectra. The problem like the reduced cross-polarization efficiency, sideband baseline distortion, and broad, also the spectra you got from single CPMS normally are broad because there are so many chemical species in soil organic matter, and it's heavily overlapped. So in the past year, as I stated yesterday, that we developed a range of the advanced solid-state MR techniques where these protocols can allow us to identify specific function groups from a very broad spectrum using spectral editing techniques, which is a selective technique and can select the specific function that we want and remove those that we do not want, and can detect the connectivities, use the two-dimensional MR, and can identify the domain and heterogeneity using proton spin diffusion. The last technique will be very useful for explain the humidification processes and some of the diagenic processes for geological samples. So the objective of this study is to investigate the structural difference between light fraction, particular organic matter, and two humic acid fraction, and then we compare this different fraction with the whole soil organic matter. Then with this, we can tell which kinds of isolation would be better for your study of the soil organic matter in the future. The soil, we collected them from the Iowa State University Research Farm, and it's a sealed clay loam, and the cropping system is a cone soil bean rotation, and with one crop per year and without tillage. The soil organic matter and its fraction was extracted from the 0 to 5 centimeter. And if you have any question about the isolation and the extraction of the samples, and please, I will direct the question to my collaborator, Dan Oak. And he isolated all these fractions and the whole soil organic matter for me for the AMR study. I'm primarily an AMR specialist. So, and the whole soil was extracted several times by the 2% HF, and the light fraction was extracted from original soil by floating in sodium polytungstate, and we also isolate two size class of POM, particular organic matter, the two POM, they are 553 micrometer. Also, we isolate two kinds of humic acid. One is a mobile humic acid, and this is isolated directly from sealed and clay remaining after the POM extraction, and there it will be extracted by the sodium hydroxide. And after the calcium humic acid was extracted as follows, and it following the MHA extraction, and so after the MHA extraction, we washed the sealed and clay with the HCl to remove soil calcium, and then we extract that with sodium hydroxide. So the AMR spectroscopy, we use a range of them, and the experiment including the systematic protocols that we developed in the past years, including the quantitative information from direct polarization, magic angle spinning, spectral acting techniques such as the double diffusing CSA field, that's chemical shift and such a filter, and which can tell you the sp 3 carbon only, and CH and CH2 selection, and many more. I just demonstrated only a few of them here. And also two-dimensional AMR for the correlation study. Here are the C13 CPMS spectra, which can give you a rough map of all those samples. And you can see that this is the whole soil, and then the next one is the light fraction, and then there are two POM and two humic acid samples. Clearly, you can see that when you focus on the two POM sample, they are quite similar. Actually, in the on the AMR spectroscopy, I can stack them almost together. But the whole soil and the light fraction, although a little bit similar to them, but they are different. And the two humic acids are structurally totally different from either whole soil or light fraction and the POM. And based on our knowledge, we can see that the whole soil light fraction and two POM samples contain much more biopolymers, such as carbohydrates, peptides, all kinds of things, than two humic acid samples, indicating that the humic substance, humic acid extraction method really indeed pull out some of the more referable, more humified components, and this is a good thing. And there's also some worst part about this I will mention later about the representative of the whole soil organic matter. By using a range of all advanced spectral editing techniques, and we can get the specific function group from the very broad CPMS. When you read the literature, most of them just run this CPMS. That's not my favorite. What I do is that for my study, if you give a sample to me, I will run a range of the selecting techniques to pull out the specific function groups. And of course, you need to give me money first to do this. And so, for example, the dipole diffusing can give you the non-protonated carbons and the mobile group. CSA field can pull out the signatures of aliphatics and especially anomericus, and the combination of these different techniques will give you much more specific information. And due to time limit, I just mentioned a few of them, and there are much more for our by using the two-dimensional AMR, we can go further step from just the specific function groups. What you will be interested in is how these different function groups are connected. For example, are there really lignin stuff? Are there really carbohydrate? How these carboxyl groups connect with the aromaticity, aromatics? Like the, you know, I mentioned yesterday that oxidized charcoal, you know, and this two-dimensional AMR can give you some of the insight into this. We normally use the proton C13 helical with 0.5 millisecond of the legible CP, not routine CP, which can give you the correlation peaks primarily for one and two bound distance connectivities. And when you look at this, I need to give a little bit of introduction about how to interpret the 2D AMR. Well, this is a proton dimension, this is a C13 dimension, and then we look at a proton dimension, here is mostly the nonpolar AQ or LQ, and this is NAQ and OQ, LQ like copper height. This is around 7 ppm aromatics. This is a capacitor group, mostly non-protonated. Of course, for CP, they get signal from others, so it's very clear for us to tell how this CO bonded to other groups. Especially pay attention to this calcium humic acid. If this, the highest peak is quantum plot, if the highest peak of this is parallel with this, that means this capacitor group mostly correlated with aromatics. If this guy is the dominant parallel with the carbohydrate groups, that means this guy is closely most to the carbohydrate or to the NaKl, like the CoN with the peptide. From this, you can see this guy is distinctive different from all the rest, because this guy, this CaHa primarily correlated with the carboxyl group, aromatic group, and the rest primarily with the NaQ or ALQ, and it indicates that calcium humic acid selectively extracts the oxidized charcoal-like materials that's CO bonded to the aromatics. And the other guys looks much younger. They are primarily, have a lot of the carbohydrates and the peptide residues. Now, with all this information, we can look at the percentage of different function groups. So, in principle, I should present all the DPMS integration of this, but unfortunately, we are still running this DPMS spectra, but this is primarily semi-quantitative CPMS, but still, it should tell the similar trend as the DPMS, although it's semi-quantitative, and if not the case, you should doubt my ability to run AMR. Please pay attention to the two POM sample, and their integration indicates that they are almost the same as the spectra indicate. And the whole the soil organic matter is close to the two POM than to the light fraction, structurally, but significantly different from humic substance. And the POM, the POM, contains higher carbohydrate but reduced air kill compared with the whole organic matter, and the light fraction contains more aromatics and carbohydrates but reduced air kill compared with the whole soil organic matter. And humic acid is totally different from the whole soil organic matter. It contains much higher aromatics and much higher CO and CO peak, and in this case is even higher in CaHa than mobile humic acid HA. And conclusion. So, advanced solid state AMR allows for the detailed comparison between soil organic fractions and the whole soil organic matter. And the POM are structurally close to whole SOM, and this is followed by the light fraction. And the humic acids are structurally distinct from whole soil organic matter, although humic acid really pour out this relatively more humified and pyrogenetic materials, but they are not really representative of the whole soil organic matter. This may raise the doubts about the representative of the humic acid for whole SOM. And finally, thank several foundation for supporting my research, and thank you. That's you. Dan, you want to answer the question? You should extract that.
No, you have an answer to it.
So you mean that how HUF would be modify the structure of soil organic matter? Okay, that's a good question. And there's always concern about that. And I also discussed, Dr. Walsh also discussed about the limitation of the AMR to run whole soil. We really need to use HUF to concentrate organic matter to do AMR. And there's one study I need to direct to you. It will be published from in GeoChema, Cosmo Chema ACTA, right? And in that study, my former supervisor, Klaus Schmidt-Rohe, did a real good job by comparing the whole soil organic matter and the soil organic matter treated by 2%, the whole soil treated by 2% HF. And so he wrote a sample without any treatment. And that's a really nice sample that without effect of the paramagnetic materials. And so we can collect the carbon percentage is really high, so we really can collect the spectrum from intact soil, okay? And there, in order to study this, address your question here, he used 2% HF to treat the soil, and then run the AMR DPMS again. And the two spectrum looks quite the same, okay? So that address your question?
Okay, so.
So that indicates that HUF treatment on these kinds of the structure should be will not affect this a lot. Okay.
But it was done with the soil samples high carbon.
No, no, no. The carbon percentage of that is only 2 to 3%. It's a minimum soil. Yeah. So it's not like peat soil. Okay.
Comes up constantly. Every year you hear this question coming up. But if you look carefully at the literature, there are many publications doing, for example, NMR studies on whole soil, on fractions, size fractions of soil, NMR on the fraction itself, and eventually on the extracted material. Basically, there are no differences that can be detected, certainly not by NMR. So I think they're pretty confident that there might be changes, but they are small.
I think this society should not be too paranoid about the treatment for HF. Our long-term investigation indicated that there should not be much effect. And so we will do more research to address your guys' question. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.